drought has sent water levels plunging to near record lows on the Mississippi River. Ships and barges are running aground. Navigation has slowed along the busy shipping corridor. At the mouth of the river in South Louisiana, the drought is causing another problem as the salty Gulf of Mexico pushes upriver, threatening municipal and commercial water supplies. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, federal officials are trying to stop the saltwater.
Ducks have taken roost on a sandy strip along the Mississippi River, a bank that's typically underwater.
We have this nice little beach here that the black-bellied whistling ducks are enjoying.
That's Heath Jones, Chief of Emergency Management at the New Orleans District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He's looking out at the low river from atop the levee at Corps headquarters. The river gauge here registers just 3 feet above sea level.
It's telling us the river's low. It's approaching some historical lows that we've had here.
More than a third of the rain in the U.S. ends up in the Mississippi River system. Jones says with little or no rainfall coming from the Midwest, there's not enough flow by the time the river reaches South Louisiana to keep the Gulf of Mexico from creeping in. That changes the point at which the river and sea meet.
As the flows in the Mississippi River drop, the Gulf of Mexico essentially comes upstream.
A saltwater wedge has crept along the river bottom nearly 64 miles upriver from the mouth of the Mississippi.
It's almost like a triangle. As this flow in the Mississippi River drops, it loses its ability to keep saltwater at bay.
The saltwater intrusion is threatening both municipal drinking water supplies in the New Orleans metro area, as well as commercial water users, like oil refineries that depend on fresh water from the Mississippi. The biggest impact so far is in Plaquemines Parish.
The Gulf is winning.
Benny Roussel is a councilman in Plaquemines, a parish with about 24,000 people and water-dependent industries south of New Orleans. A former parish president, Roussel has been through this before and is trying to keep a positive outlook.
It looks pretty good if you want to catch salt fish. You know, you can catch redfish pretty well north now and some flounder pretty well north. It's good for fishing, but it's not very good for drinking water.
Saltwater has already compromised two of the parish's water treatment plants and is threatening a third. Roussel says local officials are trying to adapt to the crisis.
We're bringing in some desalinization units to hook up to the plant to be able to take the salt out and manufacture water in those areas.
To save Plaquemines' biggest plant and protect the larger Orleans Parish water system, the Corps of Engineers is trying to block the salt water from encroaching farther, says emergency manager Heath Jones.
We are building, lack of a better term, an underwater levee.
A contractor pumps sand from the riverbed to create a submerged wall stretching from bank to bank across the Mississippi. It's hard to imagine being able to stop water from flowing over a deep dam, but Jones says the dense salt water stays at the bottom of the water column.
We call it a saltwater sill, but essentially it's a big mound of sand, a berm of sand, that stops the salt water at the bottom of the river. And as it stops it at the bottom of the river, the Gulf doesn't have the force to push it over the top.
The sill is built to allow 55 feet of clearance so big ships can still pass over it. At the bend in the river at New Orleans, a meandering Mississippi has a cool blue-green hue, different than the muddy current that typically rushes by. Saltwater comes upriver to some extent every year, but has only threatened water supplies about every 10 years. The Corps built similar multi-million-dollar underwater levees in 1988, 99, and in 2012. Some experts say saltwater intrusion could be a more frequent threat now because the Corps is dredging the Mississippi River even deeper for navigation, allowing the salt water to move in faster. And then there's climate change.
You're really tasting sea level rise.
Mark Davis is director of the Tulane Institute on Water Resources Law and Policy.
The more sea level rises, the more salt water comes in. And in some ways, we've made it easier this year because, you know, we recently dredged the mouth of the river, so it would be, you know, deeper, so larger cargo vessels can come in. And that just opens the door for even more salt.
For now, the underwater levee will remain in place until the Mississippi River has enough flow to eventually wash it away. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.